Nature in Words, How a Whale Can Change Your Life. The Icelandic word for manna, which in Italian has biblical origins, is hvalrekki, which literally translated means beached whale. One English equivalent, windfall, evokes fallen fruit from a tree thanks to the wind. For the Icelander, however, the greatest luck that can befall him is a stranded mammal, a massive gift of free meat. It was probably this expression that inspired a story for children and adults written by Benji Davies and entitled Storm Whale, in which the bad luck of a little whale becomes, at first, the good luck of a little person, before becoming, in the end, his very salvation. The story tells the tale of Noi, a boy who lives with his father and six cats in a wooden house at the seaside. The father is a fisherman, and fishermen, as is well known, work hard and are always far from home. So it is that little Noi feels all alone. But one morning, after a stormy night, Noi finds a resourceful little whale stranded on the beach right in front of his house. Noi seems to know what to do. Armed with his little cart, he transfers the mammal directly into his bathtub and does everything he can to make it feel at home, reading stories and even playing old records. When his father returns, Noi, afraid of being scolded, tries to hide the little whale. But when his father goes to brush his teeth, he can't help but notice something a bit odd in the bathtub. It took something big, big as a bathtub-sized whale, for the father to see Noi and to recognize his giant need. And in fact, the father gives Noi a big hug, and together they carry the whale to his boat, leaving in the middle of the night to save it, returning it to its home in the sea. The sea is enormous, and Noi seems to be losing his only true friend, but he has refound his father. And in the sequel, Noi will even find the little whale again, who will return the favor with a heroic act, saving the child from getting lost in the middle of the frozen sea in the pitch black of night, and pushing him safely to shore. It's a story of Icelandic proportions, with huge spaces and long silences, of muted colors and pale light. A story in which nature need not lose in order for man to win, but where animal pups and human pups can thrive together.